Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Speaking bravely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Back in 2006, Google launched a service called Google Translate. This service allows you to type or speak words in one language and then translates them into a language of your choice. Today, they have over 130 languages available, and up to 100 billion words are translated each day. 2,000 years before there was an internet, God gave His followers the special ability to speak in languages they had never learned. This happened on the day we call Pentecost. The events of Pentecost took place 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, and 10 days after He ascended into heaven. The disciples had been waiting for Jesus to keep His promise to send them the Holy Spirit. God revealed the Holy Spirit in a remarkable way. First, they heard a strong wind that filled the room they were in. Next, little flames of fire came and rested on them. Finally, they were able to speak in new languages. People from Asia, Africa, and Europe were amazed they could understand the preaching of the disciples in their own language as they taught them about their risen Savior, Jesus. The sights and sounds of Pentecost were truly amazing. What was more unbelievable was the change in Jesus' disciples. Ever since Jesus died, they were fearful and hiding. But now, filled with the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, they spoke bravely about all Jesus had done to save them. The Holy Spirit didn't only work in the hearts of those disciples, He also worked in the hearts of those who heard their message. On that day, over 3,000 people were added to what we call the Christian Church. God continues to send His Holy Spirit to believers today. Each time we gather at church, we might not hear a strong wind or have little flames over our head or listen to our pastor speaking in different languages, but we can be sure the Holy Spirit is there. The Spirit is working to create and strengthen faith through the Word of God that is being proclaimed. Even though at times we might be afraid or hesitant to tell others about Jesus, He gives us the courage. Be brave, be bold, and be excited to share the news that Jesus is risen. We ask for help in prayer. Dear risen Savior, we thank You for pouring out Your Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost. Help us to be brave and courageous like Your apostles as we have opportunity to tell others about You. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.